Carissa speaking.
Hey, Carissa, it's Rodney from Family First. How you doing?
Hey, Rodney, good. How are you doing?
I'm very good. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Me too.
I don't come like to put complaints or anything. I guess that we're pretty much over with what's going on with April, right? You have received your reports, right?
I have not. The last I spoke with her, I guess she and the son were looking into another agency, but the other agency wasn't giving like an actual start date. So I'm so confused. Oh my gosh. But what have you heard? What's going on with them?
Oh well, there are like two main situations. So the first one is that let me place you in the right time to tell you. It was last week that I received a message. Let me tell you. I received a message from the caregiver Nathan last week, being exactly on 9/12. It was Friday last week. He sent me a message reporting Medicaid fraud, like the April being his mother, abusing him and mistreating him physically, verbally, and like everything, you know, like, and she was threatening him like with the fact of having his child taken away from him as he's paying child support, but with the fact that she wanted to have the whole paycheck that he was receiving every Friday. This was the main reason that she was always complaining about pay on our side and your side.
Oh, that makes sense. Yep. So was she taking the money he was making? Basically, the money he was being paid, she was taking?
Yeah, that's what Nathan told me. And he
Oh
told
my
me
God.
that he has been going like all along these 2 years, but he hasn't been able like to stand up or anything because she has been training up. I mean, threatening with taking away his son and talking bad about him with you guys, with the county and all that stuff.
That's terrible. Oh, that's terrible. I have the chills. Wow, that's unbelievable.
That's right. So that was why I was wondering that what was going on. I know that, I mean, he told me that he was going to take this whole thing to legal, to court or whatever, and stuff. However, I don't know if he really did. So they mainly, I don't know. She may have realized because he was even afraid of having April hear my conversation with him last Friday when he called me. And he said like, "What do I do?" And I said, "Oh, go to the store. I cannot call the police because it's gonna all be compromising regarding my son's situation." And I said like, "Okay, but like, just say that you haven't received your paycheck. Yeah, that's it. And like, blame it on us in the meantime, but you need to resolve your situation." He's like, "Okay." So I guess, I mean, I'm assuming that they may have like taken the decision of switching agencies because he had just already discussed this with us and informed us. So I mean, here my manager and everyone is aware, so we're filling like the report and stuff, and we gave him like the legal tools that he could use still. Texted everything, the Department of Attorney, General Office and stuff, report Medicaid fraud, even if the client decided to have the patient transferred to another agency because he has rights. So, and he has, especially if he has proof of extortion. So yeah, this is what was going on tonight.
Wow, I am shocked. I knew she was a handful, you know, with everything we've been through, but I had no idea she, and I knew she was controlling. I could definitely tell she was controlling of her son, but I had no idea it ran this deep. Wow, I'm shocked. I'm sad for him. That's a shame. And I don't really know how to go forward because I don't think she knows that I'm aware of any of this because let me check my text messages when she texted me last about reaching out to that other agency. Let me see. Oh, yes, on Wednesday. Wednesday, she reached out. Or Sunday, she wrote, "We gave up on that company. Can you call me?" She just has me so confused. And then she went on to say, on Wednesday, it's the same number I gave you basically to call this new agency. So I did. And I explained to her that it takes time to begin with a new agency. And you know how she is. She was insistent on the start date being, I believe, Wednesday. But she's a handful, and I'm not really sure how to approach this. Oh boy. So she was a report made, like a report to protective services, or can it not be made like due to his age, or how does that?
I'm not really sure. I mean, here, me as a coordinator, I've just filled out a sort. I mean, it was named. Let me tell you, it was named something like APS report.
Oh
so
yeah. Wow.
we fill it out on our side, but I don't know. I mean, I know that. I mean, now I know that you weren't. You might not have been aware of what was going on. I tried to call you, but like, I don't know. And I was out for the most of the week, so like. And I also reaching out regarding that specifically because they said, as you know, they are switching agencies. And here, the report that we have from our authorizations team, it's saying that they were switching effective 9/16. So, and they continue clocking in and out 17. Yesterday as well, they clocked in. Today they clock out as usual, as if nothing changed. So I don't know to which point we could bill.
Yep, that was my fear. And if I was wondering if you guys would continue to be able to, I guess, allow the billing to continue, because what happened was I completed the service authorization and they actually rejected it. And I'm trying to think, why did they reject? Or I think I requested them to please put a hold on that service authorization because the other agency was saying that they could not start on the 16th. So then I reached out to Sean. I had sent her an email just asking if we could please extend, you know, the end date of the services until I find out when the other agency can begin. So you guys are effectively still the authorized provider. There's no end date at this time. But I don't know if you guys will honor that, like if you'll continue working with them until another agency would be chosen.
Yeah, I know. That was what I wanted to know. So like, I'm putting here like so at the moment, there's no stop for the services until you guys notify us, right?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay, no, I got you. So in this case, I'm putting him back on the calendar and letting him know that he can continue logging in and out. And yeah, and also like, please, like, I mean, try to work on the information. I mean, on the report I just told you, because I don't think it's even right. I'm feeling like morally good on keep processing things. But like, it's fine. But like, it's just for you to be, take charge of that. Yeah, and be aware of that.
Absolutely. I'm going to reach out. I wanted to speak with my supervisor yesterday. We were scheduled to have a one-to-one, and I said to her I wanted to discuss the April Segura situation because, you know, it's not been good. And now with this coming to light, oh, boy, this is not good. And I just want to see how she wants us to proceed. I believe that when a report of need is made, such as the one, you know, with you with the Adult Protective Services, the APS, I believe that then opens up a critical incident in HCSIS, so I may have to enter that, but I want to check with her just for some guidance because I'm not positive how all of this works, and then kind of just how to move forward even with April. Like, I don't know if I should let her know that I'm aware of the allegations that Nathan, you know, do you happen to know if she knows that Nathan has been kind of telling you guys about what's going on, or is that's not been?
No, we haven't made her aware though. Sure. This is like the compromising situation.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And that's where I feel I'm walking a tightrope because Nathan tried to reach me last Friday. I was out. I was so sick last week. And then finally Friday, I thought I have to take the day off. I was just struggling all week with this chest cold and,
yeah, me too.
Oh God, what fun. So yeah, I was out Friday, and just, oh my gosh, what a mess. But I will reach out to Amanda, to my supervisor, to see what to do next. And if, you know, if she says to create a critical incident, I will do that. And then I will just kind of try to toe the line between the two of them that I'm not causing any issues. I don't want April to know that I'm aware of this, so I'm just going to kind of play dumb to it, and then we'll go from there. But I appreciate you guys through all of this. I do, because I know it, you have been like a punching bag for her too. It's just ridiculous. I can't believe the way she carries on. And then to find out that she's doing this type of thing to her own son is just terrible.
No, no problem. I mean, like, I'm being used to this type of things. Also, like, and also something else that I wanted to clarify about, or maybe if you had any updates about, is the fact of the you know, the month of April thing regarding the units, the authorization, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have any updates about it? Because, I mean, here on our side, I spoke with our manager, and he told me that this thing being managed from HHA is on your guys' side, maybe on corporate, on your side, but, like, it's just... I just wanted to have some updates, because last time she had me, like, punching back with this matter again.
I know. Truly, I know. And that's why I tried to explain to her that, honestly, April, I think this is something on our side of things, and I thought that from the beginning. But what I kept being told from my supervisor was, you know, have them reach out to their HHA representative. I don't think that's the case here. I think there's something wrong with the way it was processed, and there's still obviously something wrong. So I'm going to mention that to her to please assist us with this, to get this taken care of, because it's authorized in the system, but it's, for some reason, that's not the case in HHA. So whoever has control over that, which I would assume it would be somebody in our, you know, maybe in the corporate, like the higher ups, but there has to be some way of getting this rectified, because that, you know, that's not good either, because that's another sticking point with her, where she's really, like you said, she's treating you like a punching bag, and it's not right. It's not. You shouldn't have to be spoken to that way. I couldn't believe the way she was speaking the day that we were all on the call together, which I had no idea she was going to do. Oh, she's something else. She really is. And I, you know, I have to call her today to tell her that AmeriHealth right now is having UDS decrease their caseload sizes because of the staff shortages. So they are wanting us to transfer some of our participants back to AmeriHealth, where they will be doing the service coordination. UDS won't be providing the service coordination for some of our participants. And April is one of them. Now that's, I know, and that doesn't begin until October 1st, but I'm honestly scared to call her. I don't want to be a coward, but I almost feel like I wish my supervisor could call on my behalf, because I don't even want to hear what kind of response she's going to have to say to that. Oh boy.
I got you. Just try to speak to your manager about, like, the issue that happened, and, like, and from there you will just be, like, more confident on what to say.
Yes, that's good advice, definitely. So I'm hoping to touch base with Amanda today, and then I'll reach out to April, and we'll see how that goes. But at least I can have some, hopefully, further information for you on, you know, number one, on the fraudulent situation, like, what is our role in that, and, you know, the critical incident, and then also the April authorization. So hopefully I'll get some more information here, Rodney, and I'll keep you posted with everything, but hang in there. I just appreciate you guys. I really do, with your patience and willing to work with them, because I know it's been incredibly tough.
No problem, Carissa. I wish you so much luck on the process, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'll keep you posted. I hope you have a nice weekend if I don't talk to you before then.
No problem. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.